This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710, WOR, New York. Log on to WOR710.com for more information. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Well, this is Don. Arnie's not here. Dr. Podell is not here, but Sam Forbes is here, and we have our special guest, Stuart Tomk, who's the head educator for Nordic Naturals, the fish oil people. In Stuart's case, the cod liver oil people. Anyway, I promised that we would take your phone calls the second hour, so I'm going to be a man of my word, and we'll start with Rebecca from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Rebecca. How can we help you today? Hello? Rebecca?
We'll have to get back to Rebecca, I guess.
Maybe Rebecca's is out fishing. We'll go to Herb from Princeton. Herb.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
I wanted to be first. I have two quick questions. One, how do you determine, I've been taking fish oil a long time, including Nordic Natural, but how do you determine dosage? How much is appropriate? How many pills a day is sort of maintenance, and how many would be optimum, et cetera?
Well, before I turn the microphone over to Stuart, I think the question has to be first, what is your health situation? Are you taking the fish oil supplements for therapeutic purposes? And if so, what kind of a problem? Or are you just taking it as part of a regular preventive maintenance type situation?
Primarily preventive maintenance. I have a little bit of heart tribulation, but my heart is basically good. I'm in generally pretty good health.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's to maintain it and improve it if I can, but no specific.
All right. Okay. I'm going to let Stuart answer. I think, in my opinion, there's two possible things we can answer here. One would be dosage in general of EPA, DHA. The other would be whether or not you are a person that might be better off taking the less concentrated fish oil rather than one of the more highly concentrated. But, Stuart, what do you have to say?
Well, the American Heart Association has two different stances on this. The first stance is if you have no history of any kind and you're in perfect shape, they're encouraging you still to eat fish twice a week. Now, let's say you don't eat fish. You're then looking at around 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined. All of the major scientific groups, the experts, the top researchers are in agreement. We need a minimum of 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined. Now, the American Heart Association does have a recommendation for people with elevated triglycerides, and you'd be under your care of a doctor, and they say between 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined. And if you look at the two top human studies, that's all I read anymore. I spent years reading the mice studies and the microarray analysis and all the genetic transcription stuff. Finally, one of the experts pulled me aside and said, kid, only study the human trials. And in the big Italian trial, the Prevenzione trial, the patients were taking 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. Remember, they had a Mediterranean diet. They were in Italy, so they had less of the saturated fat, more polyunsaturated fatty acids, less trans fatty acids, but still a healthy dose, 850 milligrams, and that showed a 45% risk reduction. And in closing, The Japan study, the Jealous trial, they took 1,800 milligrams. Now, I would say with the higher doses, obviously consult with your physician always when you do that. But for primary prevention, experts are agreeing at 500 milligrams per day.
Okay, I want to just add a couple things here. Number one, make a note that Stewart is talking about milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. He's not talking about milligrams of fish oil. And I think this is an area of confusion also. A lot of times you'll see studies, you'll hear people talking, they'll say take a 1 or 2 grams of fish oil. And that's not the same thing. Look at the label. Look at the amount of EPA and DHA in the dosage. Make sure that you know what the dosage is. Is it per one soft gel, per two soft gels? You know, make sure that you read that carefully, and then you add up the two, total of EPA and DHA, see how many milligrams that is, and that's what you're looking at. Now, I will give you my opinion. I think anywhere from a half a gram to 1 gram of EPA DHA or total omega-3s per day is something everybody should be doing. That's just my personal opinion. That's a little bit more than what Stewart recommended. He said the 500 milligrams, that's a half a gram. Therapeutically, I think if you kind of look at the overviews, you could take anywhere from 1 to 2 grams up to 6 grams a day of EPA DHA therapeutically. That's the Don Goldberg opinion, which is a little bit more generous, perhaps, than what Stewart said. But I still think it is a conservative estimation. Sam, you are you okay with that?
Yeah, I agree with you, especially with the confusion in many fish oil products on the front. If you notice, Don, most of them will say 1,000 milligram, whether it's a concentrate or not. And that really gets confusing. How could be a concentrate in both bottles, one a concentrate and one not, both be 1,000 milligrams? Well, like Don said, you have to look at the back of the bottle in the content label, not just the front, and look specifically at what is exactly EPA content and what is exactly the DHA content, and try to always notice the serving size, because some bottles will say what one capsule contains and another bottle will say what two capsules contain. So that's your best bet, is to look at the back of the bottle, look at the serving size, and look specifically at the area in the back that shows you the exact amount of EPA and DHA to get a better idea of what you should be taking. And I agree. I think Stewart is trying to be, you know, as conservative as he can, what would be the minimum? And obviously he's going to stick to 500 to 1 gram. But I would say, you know, don't worry if you're taking a little bit more than that. It's not.
Yeah,
the other thing, Don, is look at your diet. I mean, you'll get it. Also, are you getting a lot of omega-6 in your diet? A lot of people who eat a lot of nuts and seeds and whole foods, they think they're getting good quality food. Well, they are, but they might be getting a little too much omega-6 in their diet, and they're going to have to compensate a bit for that. So they may need to take even higher amounts of omega-3 in terms of EPA and DHA than even someone who don't eat that much of the omega-6.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, I think Herb had another part of his question. Herb, you want to finish up real quick?
I did, and that is, how do you judge the relationship between EPA and DHA? How much of each? Let's take the 1,000 milligrams. Let's say that's the total. Well, how much of each is the right balance?
Okay, I'm going to...
Good question.
Before we have Stewart answer us, I'm going to say that I think for many people, I wouldn't even worry about it. You know, the natural ratio in fish is going to be a little bit more EPA than DHA, apparently. And unless you're taking it for therapeutic purposes, it probably doesn't make that big a difference. At least that's what I'm going to ask Stewart. Does someone like Herb, Stewart, need to really worry about that?
No. Your answer is perfect. I want to do say that cod liver oil is a little bit higher with DHA than EPA, but the tissue is the issue. When we look at standard fish oil, one capsule of fish oil is 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 milligrams of DHA. Keep it simple. Right. Make sure you're taking it every day.
If I may, Don, I just want to clarify, because I'm always recommend to people, like, if you're taking enough EPA and DHA, let's say you're getting 400 EPA and or 400 to 800 EPA and maybe 200 to 400 DHA, there really is no problem with taking what we're about the ratios between EPA and DHA, because you're getting a certainly sufficient amount of each. Is that correct, or do I need to clarify that?
You are right. The only situation that you would want way more of one or the other is if you're under the care of a physician that's following a particular protocol or a research paper, and for every paper I've seen published that says that, there's another paper that says you'd get the same results from standard fish oil.
Just get sufficient amount from both.
Okay, thank you for that call, Herb. And I think before we take the next call, we're going to take a little break and get that out of the way, okay? The number here, again, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about fish oil in particular, maybe vitamins, minerals, herbs, or homeopathy also, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And we're here with Stuart Tonk from Nordic Naturals. We'll be back in a moment.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. As I've cautioned before, there are still people out there who think that just because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists right on the floor on hand to help you to decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists, to our surprise, perhaps has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Hey, listen to this. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is on sale 35% off. We have Country Life, Enzymatic Therapy, Sprung Janssen, Nature's Way, Da Vinci Labs, and more. The full line's 30% off, and there is more.
It certainly is more, Don. We also have deals on Solgar, Jarrow Formulas, Doctor's Best, and Allergy Research Group. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's, and you click on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog. You can also call us for a catalog. The number is 1-800-633-1106. I'll give you that number again. Just leave your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. And that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
While you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of our previous radio shows. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% pure krill oil, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, in a phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in regular fish oil products. The phospholipid complex is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, Twin Lab added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to the Krill Essentials formula, which studies have shown help to maintain healthy levels of homocysteine, a protein that can build up in the blood. Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil, along with all other products in the Twin Lab line, is on sale at Wilner Chemists.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, along with our special guest, Stuart Tonk from Nordic Naturals. Before we get back to the phone calls, I want to alert you folks to one thing that was brought to my attention. It sounds like a pretty good deal. There is a free seminar coming up this week on Wednesday, November 10th. It's free. Clinical applications of AHCC for cancer patients. And this is being held up at the Milstein Family Heart Center at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Medical Center in Manhattan, or north of Manhattan. I don't know exactly how to describe it. But anyway, a number of very good quality speakers, including Dr. Aaron Katz and so forth. If you have any interest in this topic, AHCC and various types of cancer and immune system modulation, sounds like a heck of a good deal to me. I think it runs from around 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. If you go to our website, wilner.com, www.wilner.com, I put a link to more information on this right under latest news and events. So that's all I can really take time to tell you. Go to our site, click on the link, free seminar, clinical applications of AHCC for cancer patients. Okay? Thank you. All right. Now, let's get back to the telephones, and I got to get myself back on the right screen here. Okay, it looks like we're going to give Rebecca one more chance. Rebecca, are you there?
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Okay, I have a question for your guest. I'm taking Lavasa omega-3 acid ethyl ester capsules, and I see it has 465 EPA and 375 DHA, but I see no fish oil in it. Is this considered like the fish oil tablet? because I was told to take
I'm sorry, what was the last?
The last one, the DHA was.
No, but and then you said what? What was the what?
A fish oil thing. It's a ethyl.
Is it a fish oil thing?
No, it doesn't say anything. But I was supposed to take. I'm supposed to take it for fish oil, and it says nothing on fish oil. It just says omega-3 acid, ethyl ester. E-T-H-Y-L.
Yeah. Sam, do you understand the question?
Yeah, she's taking the prescription. She's taking the prescription Loveza fish oil, Don.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so what is the question exactly?
The question is, if it is really, when I take it, I feel no fish taste, no nothing, you know. I want to know its value, you know, to take it, because I don't know if I'm getting, you know, I'm taking it two tablets a day, and I don't know if it's helping me or not. How would I know it's helping me?
Well, okay, Stuart can answer this in a second. If it's something, you know, this is the product that, according to the particular study that that Stuart mentioned earlier, may not be quite as effective, or let's say may not be any better. Let me put it that way. This product may not, in fact, be any better than the kind of product that you would buy from someone like Nordic Naturals. That doesn't mean that it's no good, and if your doctor has prescribed that particular product, I'm not sure that we, regardless of our opinions, would feel right in telling you that you shouldn't be using it. I'm sure it's doing good. It is indeed an omega-3 oil concentrate, but it may not really be any better than the kind of thing that you would buy made by Nordic Naturals. Stuart, am I making sense here?
I agree wholeheartedly. January 8th, 2008, the Wall Street Journal published, quote, "There is no evidence Loveza works better or is purer than high-end omega-3 dietary supplements such as those made by Nordic Naturals. So as long as you're working, you like it, you have no side effects whatsoever, follow your doctor's orders."
Yeah. Now, you know, if you have some reason for wanting to, you can always ask your doctor, would he mind if you switched over to an equivalent product from someplace like Wilner Chemist, okay? But don't stop taking it, no. Okay? Thank you for the call, Rebecca. All right, let's see. How are we doing time-wise here? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's start Susan from Manalapan. We'll get started with you. If we have to, we'll take a break and finish with your question after the news. Okay, get started, student. Susan, how are you, and what can we do for you?
Thank you so much for being there for me. So important. I am a heart patient. I was on Plavix for 5 years. I had 2 heart stents put in. And after 5 years, I started hemorrhaging, so I had to go off the Plavix. Now the doctor said I just had blood work done, and last week my triglycerides were 219, my cholesterol 232, LDL 104, and HDL 84. So she suggested, and I have been on omega-3, not the Nordic Naturals. I will get that next time. 180 EPA and 120 DHA fish oil. She suggested I start taking 4,000 milligrams of fish oil daily and red yeast rice of 2,400 daily, and possibly niacin to lower the triglycerides.
Now, this was a cardiologist recommended this?
Absolutely, yes.
That's great.
Very good.
Wow, you have a heck of a...
Well, I had a little input.
Good for you.
I have to say, since she doesn't know that I'm calling, that they know so little. That's why I listen to your program religiously. They know so little when I mention vitamins. So I really want your input. My fear is about the blood thinning effect.
Okay,
and
I'll
tell
you what.
Just get out of the hospital.
I'll tell you what. Okay, Susan, hang on onto the phone there, and we will give you a nice, good, comprehensive answer as soon as we come back from this break for the traffic, okay? We'll talk to you in just a few moments.
Each of of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now we're going to run to Bill Powers for the traffic report.
And if you're traveling on the 59th Street Bridge, lower deck remains closed for the New York City Marathon. Queensbound South Outer Roadway is also closed. Upper level is open. Manhattanbound upper and lower levels are open. So things a bit congested, though, once you get onto the Manhattan side. So you might want to still steer clear. Stay with the Midtown Tunnel. That's about a 10 to 15 minute wait. Cross Island Parkway southbound side at the Grand Central. Still some stop traffic. We have some police activity out there. And, of course, back to the New York City Marathon. We still have closures in Manhattan, Fifth Avenue, and Central Park East and South, as well as Central Park West between 67th and 90th Street, all down for the New York City Marathon. Hudson River Crossings, GW Bridge, a 10-minute wait heading into town, quiet at the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 30 minutes into town, out of town, about a 15-minute backup. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of Select Eagle One Care Select products for just $3.99. Details are at store. Everything you need to keep it looking good, bumper to bumper, get to AutoZone today. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phytocomplex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phytocomplex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phytocomplex. You'll be glad you did.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today, along with Stuart Tomk, who is the educator for Nordic Naturals. Okay, we were talking to Susan from Manalapan, and Susan actually has a multi-part question here. For one, your cardiologist told you to be taking some omega-3 oils, some red yeast rice, and maybe niacin. Is that basically it? And you're concerned about the blood thinning effect, for one thing, of the fish oil?
Yes, because okay. I did hemorrhage from the Plavix.
Okay, I'm going to make a general comment first, and then we can pass you on to Stuart to see what he has to say. I think the concern about omega-3 oils and blood thinning, I think it's overblown in general. And it's not just that that's what I would like to believe. I think that it's that there isn't the evidence that it's nearly as big a problem as everybody seems to want to make it into. When Dr. Duffy Mackay was, I believe, a spokesman for Nordic Naturals. He was on our show once and pointed out that there are some articles out there, some reference articles that support what I'm saying. If you go to our website, wilner.com, and I'm talking now to all of you out there, not just to Susan, because her case might be a little bit special. But if you go to our website, wilner.com, right at the lower half of the homepage, you'll see some reference articles, some links to reference articles, and the first one is to an article called "Omega-3 Fatty Acids and Bleeding: Cause for Concern," and it has his comments, the references from the article, references from an article that was published in the American Journal of Cardiology a few years ago. It was interesting. Stuart mentioned the article in Consumer Labs where they tested some things. You know, they talk in their overview before they talk about the test results. They talk about the various uses for these omega-3 oils, and they mention its use in cardiovascular disease. And they mention possibly. They use the term possibly has an effect on blood thinning. So, in general, I think it is not such a big deal. Now, in your case, Susan, with your medical history, you probably should be a little bit cautious. However, your doctor, you're under the supervision of your doctor, so I assume that the doctor is going to keep an eye out on this for you, and that and there's certainly she's aware of this as a possible problem. So as long as your doctor is on top of this, I would go ahead and follow her instructions. Stuart, do you agree or disagree with what I've said so far?
I agree wholeheartedly. The only caveat that I could add to that is this is a perfect case where ultimate omega, take less, get more, because to achieve the therapeutic dose that your doctor has recommended, you can take half as much ultimate omega because it's double concentrated. So you could take 6 capsules of ultimate omega and get the same power and action that you would from 12 capsules of standard fish oil. What Don said about the American Journal of Cardiology, I've asked many doctors. If you have any questions, print out what Don has directed you towards on the website. You can also type in fish oil and bleeding. There's now many other studies that have come out. Walk into your doctor and share that information. But it sounds like you've got the best care, and I want to know who your doctor is.
Actually, she was insisting I keep taking the Plavix even after hemorrhaging. So I'm not too confident, but at any rate, so you say.
Okay, the other things I would mention. Okay, let me just quickly, because we have a number of people waiting. The other she mentioned red yeast rice, which is fine. It's just that you have to be a little bit careful. There's a lot of red yeast used rice products out there, and not all of them are good. The problem with red yeast rice is that the potency and the quality can vary. So my suggestion is, if you want to go with the red yeast rice, call us up at the store, talk to one of our pharmacists or nutritionists, and let them recommend a couple brands that we feel are good quality brands, okay? And the last thing, I'm a little bit concerned the way you kind of tossed out, and maybe niacin is a little bit surprising, because niacin, it can be very effective in lowering cholesterol, but it's also a little bit drug-like in that, you know, if you take actual niacin in the dose necessary to control cholesterol, it's, you know, it can be kind of scary. It can cause skin flushing and things of that sort. So I would have thought that she would either say take it or not take it, not maybe you want to try it type thing. But just be aware that niacin does have some side effects at those high dosages. I'm talking about niacin, not niacinamide, okay? So, again, if you're going to do that, I would also suggest call Wilner Chemists and talk to one of our pharmacists, get some guidance on how to best do that, okay? All right. Thank you for that call, Susan. I hope everything works out well for you. Let's. What time is it here? Okay, we got time. Let's move on to Al from Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Al. How can we help you today?
Yes, good show as always, Mr. Goldberg. I'd like to
thank
ask
you.
Mr. Stewart, in regards to what Nordic naturals he would recommend. Which one would he recommend? My doctor wants me to take omega-3, and I'm just looking to do it as use it as a preventative medicine type situation. So what would he recommend?
Stewart.
And I do like... I would just like to also say that I like the gelled capsule type.
Okay, good. All right, Stuart, I was hoping we'd have an excuse for you to sort of run down the different categories of Nordic Natural supplements, the regular, the ultimate, and this and so forth, to give people an idea of what types of choices in general they have. Maybe this is a good opportunity for that.
Well, we make the widest line. We make the greatest number of different fish oil concentrates and size and bottles of any fish oil manufacturer out there. And I think sometimes that can be a little daunting when you walk in and you see all of these different products. Why would you need DHA versus just EPA versus the ultimate omega, the cod liver oil, the standard fish oil? In a case like this, I would suggest that if you want to take the least amount of capsules, because we're all taking a lot of supplements, those of us taking supplements, the ultimate omega gives you double concentrated EPA and DHA, so you can take less and get more. The only thing more effective would be the ultimate omega liquid, which I think is the most cost-effective product we have. You can mix it into a smoothie, mix it into a salad dressing, taste it off the spoon. It has almost no fishy taste. And a teaspoon and a half can give you omega 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, so you'll see how concentrated it is. One of the things I've tried to do with the education department at Nordic Naturals is to help people understand what you said earlier, Don, and I thought it was brilliant. We've gotten way too caught up in, do I need more EPA? Do I need more DHA? What we need is a consistent supply that we like to take on a regular basis. So I don't think you can make a mistake. Whether you take the 369 from Nordic Naturals, whether you take the Ultimate Omega or the standard cod liver oil, you can't go wrong. Sam, do you have some insight on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I have this saying I always say, it's the tissue is the issue.
Dr. Lanz!
Okay, well, actually, that's good. I think Al likes the soft gels best. That's what I take, Al. You know, if you go to the Nordic Natural website and click on the products page, you'll see all these products sort of grouped in the different subgroups. The one I've been taking is the Ultimate Omega with vitamin D. You know, I think most of us now realize that we really aren't getting enough vitamin D in our diet. So what I've been doing, you know, look, we all want to also, as Stuart mentioned, reduce the total number of tablets and capsules and things that we end up taking every day. So I've started using the Ultimate Omega with D to get and I take one, you know, one of those in the morning, one of those in the evening, and kill two birds with one stone. I get some extra vitamin D also. I noticed, Stuart, that you now, is this something new? You now have the 369 or the, I've got what it's called, the complete, with D also?
That is correct. So yet widening the options yet even more.
Yeah, I kind of like that. You know, we haven't, of course, had time to talk about that. But, you know, folks, if you've been listening to our show, you know that there is another fatty acid, the GLA, that sort of has complementary action to the EPA and DHA. And I like the idea of taking some GLA along with my EPA and DHA. So now that I see that Nordic Naturals has a 369 or I forget, what's the term?
Oh, the complete.
Complete. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Now that they have a complete with vitamin D, I might actually switch over and start using that. But anyway, you know, you can look for ways of combining more than one nutrient in the same product, and I think D with the fish oil is an excellent logical combination. They also have, if you go to their website, you'll see they have a number of specialty products designed for various health problems. They have one that has glucosamine, I believe, mixed in with the EPA and the DHA for those of you with arthritis and things of that sort. So you can look up those items as well. Okay, all right. Thank you for that call, Al. Hopefully we were of some help. We're going to take another break, and then we'll get right back to the telephones. I'll give you the number. I hope we'll have time for, you know, we do have some empty lines if you want to call. 1-800-321-0710. That's the number. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
We're here with Stuart Tonk from Nordic Naturals, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula. This fish oil formula from Blue Bonnet supplies the highest amounts of important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the right balanced ratio scientifically relevant for maintaining optimal heart health. In addition, this more bioavailable and stable triglyceride form of fish oil is derived from deep sea cold water fish that has been molecularly distilled and third-party tested for heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants. This purification process also removes the unpleasant fishy taste typically associated with marine fish oils. So all
although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose natural omega-3 heart formula, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's natural omega-3 heart formula, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today. Thank you, Sam. Arnie and Dr. Padel are off, but we have Stuart Tomp with us in the studio. Stuart is the head educator for Nordic Naturals. I also need to tell you that this portion of The World in the Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Before we get to the next call, I wanted to mention one thing, and I forgot to the caller a few calls back asking about the red yeast rice and so forth. I happened to hear somebody who works in a health food store, some other health food store, saying that red yeast rice does not cause a problem with the coenzyme Q10 levels. I had to bite my tongue a little bit. Folks, if you're taking red yeast rice, you need to supplement with CoQ10. Red yeast rice contains a substance that is very much identical to one of the statin drugs. That's why red yeast rice, that's one of the main reasons why red yeast rice works. There's no reason to think it won't have the same effect on your CoQ10 levels. So if you're going to take red yeast rice, take extra CoQ10. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the phones and let's talk to Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the World in the Window, Barbara. How can we help you?
I'm interested in, I have several questions about the fish oil. What part of the fish is used? That is it the body alone or the head or the whole fish to get the oil?
Stuart?
The sardines and anchovies are masticated. They are jammed, pressed together, and what's left is this little bit of powder type of mush that's used in agribusiness as a protein source. So the entire fish is used. Now, there are companies out there making fish oil from byproducts of fish. So after they cut up the salmon fillet or whatever fish, they're making fish sticks, they take the rest of that stuff and they mop it all up and they squeeze it into an oil. We don't do that. At Nordic Naturals, our fish oil is a primary product, not a secondary product. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Now, the fish oil comes, the EPA and DHA comes as from the fish as triglycerides?
That is correct. That's how it occurs in nature.
Now, you have to change that in order to distill it?
Not always. Only when we make things like the Ultimate Omega that I've been talking about today. The standard fish oil, the omega-3 by Nordic Naturals, is just pressed oil. There's no changing of the structure in any way, shape, or form. Or the cod liver oil. You just remove the oil, spin it through a centrifuge, put it through a clay filter, flash distill it, and put it into a bottle. It's a very easy process.
Barbara, why do you ask?
Because I'm kind of interested in this.
Okay, well, let me make a suggestion. I want to get as many calls in as we can. If you go to the Nordic Naturals website, www.nordicnaturals.com, they have a link right on their homepage to a press release talking about this that includes a little rundown of how they make the fish.
And a video, too.
Yes, and as Stuart pointed out so many times, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. The way that they process it results in a product that has the highest potency, the highest purity, the lowest levels of contaminants, and they test every batch to approve that. So I don't want to get into any more detail with the chemistry of the processing. We did discuss that at some degree at the beginning of the show. If you missed that, you can listen to the MP3 file by going to our website tomorrow morning and click on the link for recent shows. Okay? Thank you for that phone call. Let's move on quickly. Sandra from West Orange, New Jersey. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been taking Nordic Natural Omega-3 Liquid, the 1,725 milligram one, for years. And I have mild psoriasis, and recently somebody suggested I take the 369. So my first question is, should I take, is that good for skin, you know, things?
I'm going to jump in before Stuart can say anything. In my opinion, yes. A lot of the work done on things related to skin conditions and psoriasis happens to have been done with the GLA type of fatty acids, and that's what, and that's one of the components of the Nordic Natural Complete product. So even so, if for no other reason, based upon the fact that a lot of the research on skin related problems has been done with GLA, I would think it would make sense to use that product. Stuart, what do you say?
Yeah, internally, we call the Complete 369 hair, skin, nails, and you nailed it. The GLA research for skin conditions is very robust, and it's certainly worth trying.
I would even consider taking the capsule, pricking it with a pin, and maybe even putting some on externally on the patches of your psoriasis. I definitely recommend that with a straight GLA. I don't see why, unless it, I doubt that this would have a fishy smell because it's from Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals fish doesn't stink. Anyway, okay, and you had another part of your question, Sandra?
Yeah, well, two little questions. Going back to the 369, if you have a slightly elevated CRP, how much do you suggest you take, considering you're also taking a baby aspirin?
I would think you could take as much as you can tolerate. You know, it's going to reduce inflammation. That's what this is all for.
Right.
You know, Stuart gave you some guidelines. He went, I think he said up to maybe 3 grams a day of EPA DHA. I said up to 6 grams a day of EPA DHA. So anywhere in that category, Stuart, would that be?
No, there's a lot of research on inflammatory biomarkers and fish oil, CRP being a big one, and I certainly think that there's enough evidence to support what we're saying about fish oil and inflammation.
Okay. So, is that it, Sandra? Anything else?
One other question. Okay. How do you get the benefits of omega-3 for somebody who hates fish, can't stand the smell, will not taste it, nothing?
Try taking the soft gels.
He won't take it because it's fish.
I got a new one, though. DuPont, the chemical company, just came out with a GMO yeast EPA product. I don't know if I would take that, but it's certainly an alternative.
GMO.
It's a genetically modified yeast EPA product.
Okay.
The other thing would be the algae DHA that you can get at Wilner Chemist. Many great companies are making that, and I think that's fantastic.
Algae DHA, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, then, of course, if you won't, you know, as a last resort, and I don't say it in a derogatory way, but as a last resort, you have the fish oil, actually maybe even a black currant oil.
Flaxseed oil, black currant.
Yeah, black currant oil would probably be the best, but then there's flaxseed oil, things of that sort. Which aren't going to be as therapeutically potent and effective as a fish oil, but if it beats not taking anything, so that would be your other option. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Okay, let's see, Janice. Very, very quickly, we're running out of time. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I just have a question. I'm taking Vitamin Shoppe's omega-3 right now. I take it twice a day. Is there such a thing as taking too much? Or are there dangerous levels of omega-3?
Well, that depends who you want to listen. I mean, there's dangerous levels of anything. Yeah. It would be difficult to take a dangerous level.
Yeah, when you think about the original studies,
you have to really work at it hard.
Yeah, Don, you think about the original studies about the Eskimos that Stuart were just talking about. I mean, these people ate, I mean, unbelievably huge amounts of seal liver and blubber from whales. I mean, these are huge, huge amounts of omega-3, and yet I don't think they showed any signs. So obviously, there might be dangerous levels, but I don't think you can physically do it. I mean, how can you eat that
much? Yeah, I mean, that's the point. You'd have to be swallowing a whole bottle twice a day to be, you know, and it would be hard.
You wouldn't be able to stomach it.
You'd have to work hard at it.
You wouldn't be able to stomach it.
Yeah. So I don't really, you know, unless you have a medical problem, unless you're taking Coumadin and things of that sort, that's the only problem, okay? All right. We're going to pause now for a short message, and then we'll be right back.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Okay, folks, it's time to wind things down for this week. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts in the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals for being with us today, as well as Noah and Ira in the control room, and Sam Forbes for helping me out. Okay, we will be back next week, and we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gatone.
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR New York. Visit us online at WOR710.com.